Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith which has been narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about what happens when Allah wants good for his servant. Simultaneously, this hadith is also about the knowledge of religion. Because in this hadith, as you'll see, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He kind of binds these two together, he connects them. The Prophet said that when Allah wants good for a servant, he makes him proficient in the knowledge of religion. فَقَّهَهُ فِي الدِّينِ is the expression in the hadith. This means that he makes him very knowledgeable in matters of religion. In continuation, the Prophet says, and induces him to abstain from the world. Another sign that Allah wants good for a person, and he wants to, you know, give him good things, he wants to bless him, is that he encourages him to abstain from the world and the worldly affairs. And finally, the Prophet said that Allah gives him insight into his own faults. These are all kind of tied up with one another. When somebody has knowledge of religion, right, he understands the, you know, a part of knowledge of religion is the, you know, paltry nature of the world, right, which leads to zuhud and abstaining from the world. And also, when we have knowledge of religion, we understand what is good and what is wrong, and then we can understand, you know, what our faults are and where our faults lie. And then, you know, following this, we can, you know, abstain from it, of those faults, and you know, in the future, and also repent from, you know, any faults that we might have committed from in the past. And, you know, this leads to our felicity in this world and in the hereafter. So in reality, you know, the good that the Prophet is speaking about is, you know, man's felicity, you know, in the hereafter, and in this world, right? And these three things that, you know, he has mentioned are, you know, the causes that lead to that felicity and that good, you know, in this, you know, in the hereafter and in this world. And, you know, the second two matters are a kind of offshoots from the first, but not necessarily, you know, effects of it, because knowledge is not sufficient for, you know, you know, abstaining from the world. It also requires, you know, ambition and, you know, willpower, right? But, you know, God Almighty, he gives this to this person who he wants to, you know, lead to, you know, good in this world and the hereafter. And this leads us to his sa'adat and his felicity. In a similar manner, the Holy Prophet also said, when Allah wants good for a servant, he censures him in his dreams. That's very interesting. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at what happens when Allah wants good for a servant from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.